Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
Michael Pelka in for Nick Kale. Don McGregor here. It's Friday. Good Friday. Friday, Luya to you. I was fully expecting Elvis to try and trigger Gregory. Because that's, you know, that's usually what goes on here.
Sorry.
You know. Sorry. It's okay. It's okay. I got a feeling the karma hammer will be swinging back. I have to get to a topic, but one of the happy listeners just sent me a picture. I'll have to send it to you guys. Maybe we can post it saying, charcuterie is dead. It's all about the snackle box. Are you aware of the snackle box, Dawn?
Nope.
You know what a tackle box is, right?
Yeah.
Okay, imagine a tackle box that you take to the beach and all the little mini compartments you have, there's like 20, 30 mini compartments, you put in like the crackers and the sausage and the prosciutto and the pickles and the olives. So you have basically charcuterie in a beach carryable, keep the sand out box. It's kind of clever. Just saying.
You know what? I think you support the businesses at the beach and just buy the stuff.
I see what you're saying.
Don't be a shoebie and bring all your stuff in a shoebox or a snackle box or whatever.
Wow.
See, support the businesses.
My mom, the mother duck, was keen on finding ways to get 9 kids into events. Everybody's got a sandwich in their pocket. You know. It's very expensive raising kids. You guys know.
Yeah, well, it's expensive at the Jersey Shore. I mean, my God. But I still support it. Plus, I don't want to pack all that stuff.
That's the real thing.
There it is. The snackle box. I'm thinking the snackle. Someone needs to get this on Shark Tank if they haven't already. But it's. I'll send a picture. You guys can see it. The protest in Vanderbilt. Did you guys cover the protest at Vanderbilt?
No.
Okay, so a bunch of angry students, mostly white kids, marched into the chancellor president's office, and they're doing a sit-in because they want a ceasefire. And they want the university to stand up and say, we need a ceasefire. And the university isn't playing. So they're all in there and they're locked arms in the floor of the Vanderbilt, whoever he is, the head cheese at Vanderbilt. And the university said, okay, we'll allow you to protest, but you can't use the bathrooms. And they've been there for 2 days now.
Ew.
Yeah, and there's a bunch of, like, Snapple bottles that are showing up.
Ew.
At the doorway.
Oh, God.
And it's men and women who are in there. And yesterday, one of them called 911 and said that they have an emergency because they're not being allowed to use the bathroom. And they're worried about toxic shock if they don't get the opportunity to change a tampon.
Oh, God.
And the university's going, well, you can leave. You can go out.
Yeah.
But they're afraid they're going to get arrested.
Is that why it turned? I'm seeing that they had 20 students arrested after it turned hostile. Is that why it turned hostile?
Probably. Well, the Snapple bottle would have done it for most of the women I know. They're like, no, we're not doing that. We're out of here.
And 16 of the 20, they suspended him from the school.
Sure. So, you know, protesting is one thing. Sitting in and taking over the office building is another. But I love that they called 911 in a tampon emergency. Can you imagine?
911, what's your emergency?
I need to change my tampon.
911, I said, what's your emergency?
It's crazy. But I'm glad to see activism is still happening on university campuses.
I don't think, you know, I would love to see the contrast between people who actually protest, like protested the Vietnam War on college campuses and that sort of thing, and hear them talking about these little pampered babies, these wussies. They're like, oh my God, like, what am I going to do with my tampon? I could get like toxic shock.
Oh, God.
I'm going to have to pull it out right here and put it in a Snapple bottle.
Dear God. Take out the Snackle box. If they'd have brought the Snackle box, they would have been better prepared.
Ew.
It's just too wonderful. I love it when they don't think through the entire thing.
It's just so dopey. If they're going to get up and leave the area of the protest to go to the bathroom, then they can just have somebody, then they go to the bathroom anywhere. Go back to your dorm. Do you know what I mean?
They're worried if they leave the protest, they're going to get arrested. That was the fear. And they were mad when they called in and posted on Twitter, X, they were saying, you know, the administration brought Panera Bread for security, but we couldn't get food or access to the bathrooms.
They are the wussiest protesters ever.
That's true.
Down with the government, down with the state, but we need to pee somewhere, so help us.
And why didn't they just call Uber Eats if you're busy posting online?
God. Yeah.
And I'm sure the security wouldn't let them. I just love that story.
What are they protesting?
They want a ceasefire, and they want more action. Yeah, it's pro-Palestinian.
Pro-Palestinian.
It's all what it is, but it's.
But look at their little faces. They've got their blankets. They're wrapped in blankets, and they're cold. They're not happy.
I participated in one protest during my college era. One protest, and I got written up for it. The dumpster would show up at 5 o'clock in the morning, and we just wanted it delayed a couple hours so we could sleep. So we blocked the entrance to the driveway where the dumpster would pick up.
Wow.
And
Rebel.
We got in trouble.
Rebel, Michael Falcon.
I was a crazy man. The garbage gobbler was the name of the company. We were chanting, gobbler, go home. Gobbler, go home. Tone it down or take it home.
Oh, man. And
that's how I met the dean. Yes. She goes, did you just not have enough to do with your spare time? I guess so. That's kind of where it was.
Who's the legendary story of when Philadelphia... I don't know if he was police commissioner or mayor at this. I think he must have been Mayor Frank Rizzo. And there was some protester who, like, cuffed himself out front of City Hall to whatever, to the fence or the something. And they said, what are we going to do? And he said, just leave them there.
Yeah.
Just ignore. Absolutely. Just they have a right. Just let them. Okay, they're cuffed. Well, good for you.
Yep.
And never called attention to it. Just, and then the person looked silly. And then, because now they've cuffed themselves. You know what I mean?
In Germany, it was last year, the German protesters who went into the Porsche display at the auto show, and they glued their hands to the floor next to all these expensive Porsches, and security went, okay. And they turned out the lights and the heat, and they left them.
Yeah. I love it. It's like, okay, good luck with that. But make sure... With those guys, and that you have to have camera. You know they had some kind of camera. You hope they had cameras on them. Just what did they do after they leave? And lights, heat off. Oh,
God.
That must have been some awesome video.
Oh,
see, I think this is the way to deal with the protesters. You gonna glue yourself to the floor. Okay,
stay there.
Good luck.
Yep. You
God
be
bless.
You.
Yep.
Have a good time.
This is your right.
Enjoy yourselves. Speaking of rights, yesterday a major accomplishment. In Washington State, as the bill that's known as the Stripper's Bill of Rights was signed into law by Governor Jay Inslee. And I think finally some common sense has come.
Thank God. The Stripper Bill of Rights.
Yeah, they were worried about sexual harassment in the workplace.
Yep.
Just let that sink in.
Oh, you
What's,
know.
I mean, well, aren't they all going to medical school?
I'm going to be a dentist. I'm getting my doctorate.
I'm just saying, in some of the conversations I may have had in my past.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just doing this to get through medical school or law school. Oh, it's too funny. And the fact that it happened in Washington State, one of the most woke places in the world, I wouldn't think they would have a whole lot of gentlemen's clubs, if you will.
Yeah.
And if this law had only existed in Washington D.C., would Hunter Biden be in the problems? You know, because
I'm just saying.
Well, they're saying it's a huge victory for workers, fought for by workers.
Sure.
There you go. Didn't Vegas perfect all of this? And truthfully,
yes, exactly.
Right?
Nevada did.
Hello, and also, you know, for strippers. Nobody, they're always protected like big bouncer dudes.
Yeah,
you're going to get your face bashed in and thrown out if you touch one of those individuals. So I think that it's just silly.
Well, there are some arguments being made that say that this wasn't so much about the customers because, you know, I guess you're protected against having to give Jerry Nadler a lap dance or something like that. Sorry for that image. But maybe this is about those big bouncer dudes. Having them know they can't harass the dancers after they're off, stage two. Bambi is on stage two, and then she's in the locker room for 10 minutes, and the bouncers might have been the ones causing the problems. I'm just saying, just speculating.
Mm.
I want to extend this to the fullest ridiculous examples that I can. The other story that I was curious about, and I don't know if you guys covered it, you know, we're building a port to deliver aid in Gaza. You know, where the U.S. is building this giant port where we're going to bring some help to the people who now don't have anything left in Gaza after Israel has bombed them back into the Stone Age to get rid of Hamas. Who's protecting the dock workers? Who's protecting the Americans building that port? Just wondering. Do we have boots on the ground there?
I believe we do, because remember we talked about the deployment. They left open about 10 days, maybe 2 weeks ago. Out of Virginia, I want to say. Remember this? I think we, as usual, we are America. We are the world's police. But I'm going to look it up to make sure. But I believe that we reported that.
They say the pier is going to be operational in less than 2 months and will bring 2 million meals a day. On a daily basis. And I hope we're being compensated for that by somebody. I doubt we are. Just want to throw that question out there. Who's protecting Americans building a dock in Gaza and going to deliver 2 million meals or more per day going forward? It seems like we're always doing, quote unquote, the right thing. But are we being taken? This is where the UN needs to step up and say, okay, we'll compensate you. If you want us to, if you're going to build that, we'll take care of you. I don't think Joe Biden's strong enough to ask that question. I know Donald Trump would be, but that decision is 221 days away from right now. Things we have to do. I still have so many more things I want to share with you as well. As we have a mystery movie coming up just around the corner. What's the prize? I didn't get a memo.
Oh, you did not get the memo. I will have to. No. I'll have to send that to you. I think we have the Willie Nelson tickets for the Willie Nelson 4th of July picnic. I believe that's what we have for
Willie Nelson's 4th of July picnic.
Yep, here in Philadelphia. Yeah.
If you've never seen Willie,
I was just going to say, it's great.
It is one of those. Yep. And even in his advanced age, Willie is still great.
Mm-hmm.
And even with his advanced politics far left, Willie is great. Wow, that's a great one. So that's the mystery movie coming up just around the corner. Plus, another shot at the cut sheet. And I swear I'll play the KGB, KJBP, whatever her name is.
KJP.
Clip. Cringe. I'm just going to call it cringe.
By the way, the Elvis lovers are coming out of the woodwork to attack me.
Thank you.
Have at them, people.
Robert C. writes, I just heard Stalker's over-the-top hateful rant about Elvis. Hey, Stalker, you and that froggy went accordant voice don't belong on the radio. I was just giving you the benefit of the doubt. You suck. Thank you. Thank you, Robert. 20 years on the radio. Three of the most successful morning shows this radio station has ever seen. But yes, tell me again how I don't belong on the radio. Listener. Robert, you listener.
And then go to gregstockersucks.com and donate.
Oh, God.
Yes. That's what, if you want to really piss him off, put traffic on Greg Stalker, stalkersucks.com, and donate.
Can you imagine somebody's offended because I said Elvis sucks? Like, ugh. Can you imagine
For the record, I love, even my kids, like, I love Elvis.
They don't love Elvis. There's no way
they say they do. Yeah, they don't. They're good sons.
They don't.
But I love Elvis, but I'm not, like, actually offended.
Everybody's so I can't believe your hateful rant against Elvis. Elvis sucks.
He doesn't. He doesn't. But we know he does not.
Elvis was a great American. Elvis.
Yes, patriot.
You should play Elvis was a narc.
He was a drug addict who married a 15-year-old. Like, let's not put him up on a pedestal here.
The chorus says every pill he'd eat would be one less on the street. Elvis took them all for you and me.
And how about Priscilla Presley? What a survivor she is. And by the way, still defends his name and his honor.
Well,
and when people said that he was racist, she pointed out he actually fought racism. He actually was friends with, like, Fats Domino, and he was actually friends with a lot of black musicians. So she, to this minute, defends him.
He showed up at the White House with a gun to give to the president. And the president met with him. Nixon met with Elvis and deputized him.
By the way, Elvis's legacy, his daughter, just died a couple of years ago because she had severe daddy issues. So, okay.
That's not what died of.
He was also a terrible father. He was also a terrible father. Thank you very much.
She never said that.
We're going to drug you and take you to Graceland.
I love it. I love it.
That's a good one, Mike.
I love pissing people off. I just like needling them. It's just fun. We have to break.
The Needler, the next Batman villain, says we have to take a break. It is 9:18. It is Kale and Company with Opelka in for Nick Kale.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Friday, Luya to you. Kale and Company without Nick Kale. Mike Opelka here. Dawn and Gregory are here, and Gregory has split a family before we get to the mystery movie. Yeah, you split a family, Gregory.
That's what I do.
I'm checking into my social media, and our friend Susie Cool.
Uh-oh.
And her sister.
Oh, no. What did I do?
They're split. You've divided a family of beautiful women.
No.
Yes. Susie Cool is with you on Elvis.
Yep.
Her sister MJ.
Is not.
She would not stop crying when Elvis died.
Aww.
So you've successfully divided a family. Good for you.
It's what I do here. It's what I do.
You are the great divider.
You may not agree with my opinions, but you keep listening. So
no, you're allowed to have them, and we can disagree without being disagreeable. That's kind of the way this country runs.
Absolutely.
Best. I do you remember where you were when Elvis died? Were you even born?
I was not born yet, no. So.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, no. He died four years before I was born.
I was going to see Star Wars at the Dollar Theater, and we came out, and every radio station in Chicago radio was playing Elvis, and I went, something happened.
Yeah.
Priscilla Presley she's been interviewed, says they met when they were 14. In Germany, because he was serving in the military.
There.
Yes.
Oh,
they met at 14, but
he never did anything until she was 18, right? Okay.
She's saying that they did not have a sexual relationship. Sure. That's what she says.
Yeah. Because, it's just weird.
Yeah, just think about what you told your mother when you came home late.
By the way,
watching the submarine races at the beach.
By the way, it's not just him. Like all those rock stars back in the day, they were all creeps. I just played What It Takes by Aerosmith. Steven Tyler, I think, tried to get custody of a girl so he can marry her. Like, it's just like, they were all creeps. They were all creeps.
And they're still creeps. We haven't even touched P. Diddy today.
Exactly. I just don't like his music. It has nothing to do with that. I just don't like his music.
Give it a chance.
No.
Listen to the Elvis Christmas album.
Yeah, I'd rather not. Thank you.
We should get to the mystery movie. It's 9:26. I have no idea how the Formatics works. I just know we have a great prize.
And now, the morning mystery movie clip on Kale and Company. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It states quite clearly that all offers shall become null and void if, and you can read it for yourself in this photostatic copy, I, the undersigned, shall forfeit all rights, privileges, and licenses herein and herein contained, etc., etc., fax mentis incendium gloria culpum, etc., etc., memo bis punitor delicatum. It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal. You stole fizzy lifting drinks. You bumped into the ceiling, which now has to be washed and sterilized, so you get nothing. Oh, you lose. Good day, sir.
You think you know what it is? Be call at 12 at 855-839-1210, and you could win this great prize.
The prize today is a pair of tickets to Willie Nelson's 4th of July picnic with Bob Dylan, Robert Plant, and Alison Krauss, Maren Morris, Mavis Staple, and Solis at the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion. Tickets go on sale this morning in about 30 minutes at 10 a.m.
Wow.
You can get them at Ticketmaster.com. They go on sale this morning. This will be the last pair that you can win before they go on sale this morning at 10 a.m.
Mavis Staples is in that that show?
It's great. That's a great bunch there. I mean, they're all about 90 years old.
And it's not going to end late because they're all so old.
That's a good point.
Probably be home before dark.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Exactly. Hey, I know I said we should do the big three, but we should probably break first. I miscalculated.
Greg, Elvis hater, bad at math.
Sorry.
Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll take care of the big three, take care of the mystery movie prize. And there's so much more. It's Kale & Company with Opelka, in for Nick, 929 on WPHT.
It's Kale & Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Good Friday morning. Mike Opelka in for Nick Kale, Kale & Company. And Dawn's here, Gregory's here, and Matt in Center City is here as well. Matt, you think you know that mystery movie?
Yes, I do. Can you hear me, Mike?
Yeah, yes, sir, loud and clear.
Okay, yeah.
You may have the best phone connection in the history of radio.
Oh, thank you. Well, first off, I want to thank WPHT and the Ad Council for teaching me how to talk like a teenager. So I'm totally totes on fleek with this prize. I hope you're not jelly. It's the original Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, not that nonsense remake with Tim Burton and Johnny Depp.
Amen.
Aren't they redoing it again, or didn't they just redo it again?
They came out some sort of weird, like, prequel type thing.
Yeah, so it was a very dark movie. There were kids dying because they couldn't control themselves. It was a very weird, weird thing, but it's a great Gene Wilder performance, and you nailed it, and you get the tickets to
Willie Nelson's 4th of July picnic with Bob Dylan, Robert Plant, and Alison Krauss, Maren Morris, Mavis Staple, and Solis at the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion. Tickets go on sale this morning in like 20 minutes at 10 a.m. You can get them at Ticketmaster.com. Congratulations.
Once again, toast on fleek. Thanks, Greg.
I love the smart-ass factor on this audience. It's just too good.
By the way, we have Jack in New Jersey if you want to talk to him, too.
Jack in New Jersey's here?
Jack.
Yeah, hello.
Jack, are you working today or is Jack off?
No, just playing Jack.
Okay.
That's a sin.
All right, I've got a story for you. A story for you.
Fire away.
It's when Elvis first came on the scene after the first presentation we saw of him on a place called Stage Show. And then from there it was Ed Sullivan and this, that, and the other thing. And then he had some social problems with guys predominantly, in the beginning. When his hair, he had long sideburns and he had really long hair. And at that time, crew cuts and flat tops were fashion. But anyway, there was an incident that took place at a gas station where he came in and, one of these truckers went up and, started harassing him. And actually, it turned out to be when Elvis popped the guy one in the face and put him down, as I remember the story. And after that, he became, he became one of the guys, so to speak, if you will.
Yeah, that's funny because in the late 80s, early 90s, Donny Osmond tried to make a comeback, and his manager suggested he punch somebody. And I think he referenced that story, but I hadn't heard that in like 40 years. Street cred. Everybody wants street cred. I guess that's why some of this stuff happens. But that's a cool story.
Hey, can I tell you one other thing?
Sure.
I don't know. I've never heard this recently, but There was talk earlier about younger women or something, but Jerry Lee Lewis, when he first came out, he and his on his piano, he was hot as hell. And then he got involved with, and I believe if the story serves me correctly, a 13-year-old that was supposed to be a family member, like a cousin or something.
Yes.
And they got married.
Yep.
And that was basically the end of his career as he knew it. And I remember on one of the shows one time, he said, because his nickname was Killer, and he told him, he said, the host, he said, the only thing I ever killed was myself, like I said, because he got involved. I think he actually married her. I think he married her. She was 13, and God knows, I don't know what he was, like 20, 21.
What the hell was wrong with people back then?
Well, we were much dumber back then, Gregory. I think that's a fair statement. We were not as smart as we are now, even though some people keep dragging us back to that era.
Sorry.
Just crazy. Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you, Jack. I'm glad you were working today and not off. It was very kind of you to share your stories with us.
Donna's just shaking her head at you. She's so disgusted with your jokes.
Not really.
That's what I love about Dawn. She'll tell me I need to be on the discipline couch later.
Exactly.
It's a sin on Good Friday, nonetheless. I'm just salty because my golf group is on the third hole. I just got a message.
I'm sorry. Are we keeping you from golfing this morning,
apparently,
Mike?
No, I chose to
be
here.
Nice.
I'll be playing tomorrow morning.
Okay. All right.
Pretty good bet. I teased this earlier, and now that we're far away from the discussion of the New York City fundraiser, it's kind of distant, but I think I owe it to the audience to play it. Yesterday, the President of the United States and the former President, Barack Obama, flew from Joint Base Andrews to New York City for this fundraiser with Bill Clinton, et cetera, and all the money they raked in. But on the plane, they usually bring a small gaggle of reporters, and those reporters will try and rush the president or the press secretary if they come back in that area on the plane. And that happened yesterday, and they saw Barack Obama. Obama showed up, and you're like, wait a minute, that's the former president? Well, as Obama was walking towards the press, KJP almost lost it. You can hear her in this clip.
You all, I want to make sure we are all aware that this is off the record. Off the record, off the record, off the record.
How's it going, everybody?
Off the record, off the record, off the record.
Oh, my God.
I love the panic.
Wow.
The panic is just so good. And she's intent on saying, no, nothing you hear here can be quoted. Because last night, there were no official network cameras invited into the event. I'm sure they recorded a bunch of stuff that'll be used in campaign ads going forward. But if you remember the last time the Democrats held a high-profile, big-dollar donor event at Radio City Music Hall, Whoopi Goldberg was on stage and made a joke about George Bush, and she ended up getting canceled because of it. Do you remember that incident?
No.
So she's on stage, and she had a talk show, and she had a huge contract with some weight loss company. I forget which one. Jenny Craig, I think it was one of those. A big, big dollar contract. And she's on stage getting ready to introduce I think it was Bill Clinton. And she was saying, the only Bush I want in the White House. And she pointed to her own groinal area.
Oh, boy.
And it was online in mentions before they left that building.
Wow.
And she was canceled the next day. And she didn't work for 5 years. And she said she got audited by the IRS for 5 years.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. She told us that in confidence. Not, it wasn't secret, but she said, you know, they came after me after that. So you got to be careful what you say at some of these things. I wonder if she was there but chose not to go up on stage.
Last night?
Yeah.
I'm sure for that audience, I'm sure there was a ton of Hollywood elites there.
And did you guys play Whoopi saying that she thinks there's we've proven their aliens are real?
No.
I think she said that this week. We might. We'll take a break and see if I can find it, because that would be a fun cut for the final cut sheet as well. We have what's on the cut sheet, and of course, this day in music. Phil's update on music history just around the corner. It is 9:40, almost 9:45, Friday Luya to you on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Got to talk about Piazza, and you know that my friends from Piazza Premium Automobiles. They are, in my opinion, the best. Piazza Auto Group, the power of Piazza, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware. But as far as the premium automobiles with Piazza, they're excited as their family of dealerships is growing. Talking about Infiniti Ardmore and Maserati of the mainline, both located right there on Lancaster Avenue. Of course, you will receive the same first-class customer experience you've come to expect that I certainly know from Piazza, from the Piazza Auto Group. So find your new or certified pre-owned Infiniti, Maserati, or other Piazza luxury brands like Jaguar, Land Rover, Mercedes-Benz, BMW, and more at PiazzaPremiumAutos.com, P-I-A-Z-Z-A, PiazzaPremiumAutos.com. Tell them Dawn sent you.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Friday, it has flown by for me, Mike Opelka, in for Nick Kale on Kale and Company with Dawn and Gregory here. Thank God you guys are here. I'm just laughing at all of the 13-year-old humor on the YouTube chat that's going on, and I'm throwing logs on the fire as well because that's what we do. No time for a second cut sheet, but I would like to play a little bit of a response, Gregory. Yesterday, you guys talked about the Baltimore mayor.
Yep.
And everyone's racist, right? We're all racist.
Yeah.
I ran into a guy. He's kind of a funny dude, writes little songs. His name is Dominic Frisbee. And he's written a less than 1 minute song called We're All Racist Now.
There once was a great speaker called Martin Luther King. Said character's what matters, not the color of your skin. But conduct doesn't count now, just your identity. If you should ever question this, you're racist, obviously.
Yep.
Oh, we're all racist now, we're all racist now. Off to the gallows we must go, E-I-E-I-E-I-O. Worse than Winston Churchill, worse than Enoch Powell, Ku Klux Klan and Jimmy Fallon, we're all racist now. Oh, the countryside is racist, dogs and cats are racist, eating meat is racist, Black Lives Matter's even racist. Do you know what's also racist? You.
Wow. So you we're all racist now. I just want to make sure we understand that. He's a very funny guy. You can follow him on social media. The Dawn Show is just around the corner. Dawn, what is in the hopper? What's in the hot pot?
What's in the hopper? We have so much coming up. Yeah, we have. So we have the Commonwealth Foundation, Elizabeth Steele. She's coming up at 10:30. And as well, I'm going to have a lot of updates as far as what's going on with middle-aged adults and this huge spike in STDs.
Uh-oh.
Come on, that's what the Village is. You just go down to the Villages and see what's going on.
Chlamydia, gonorrhea,
oh,
what is happening?
Oh, boy.
They're not having safe hoo-ha, apparently, but we do... we're going to have a lot of fun, and we got a lot of news, that's for sure, developing. A lot of Trump news, too. So it's all, stay tuned. It's all developing.
I do have breaking sad news.
What's that?
Lou Gossett. I was going to do this, and I didn't do a big three.
Yeah, you go ahead, Dawn. You can handle it. You'll do it in a class you're with,
well,
and I will.
This is sad. It's just breaking. Lou Gossett Jr. has, his family confirms he's just died. He's passed away. He was 87 years old. First African-American man to win a supporting actor Oscar and an Emmy winner for his role in the TV series Roots back in the day, but also the Academy Award nod for An Officer and a Gentleman.
And never say die, Iron Eagle. He's a great, great actor. What a great loss. Rest in peace, sir, and thanks for the entertainment. And who won social media today, Gregory?
Wait, let's actually do the This Day in Music History first.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes, no.
Sorry,
it's all good.
Phil.
It's all good.
What happened on This Day in Music History? Music History on Kale & Company.
Today, March 29th, we made it to Friday. We celebrate the birthdays of Bobby Kimball, the frontman for Toto, Terry Jacks of Seasons of the Sun fame, and Jane's Addiction frontman Perry Farrell. We also lost Alan Merrill, the frontman for the Arrows, on this day in 2020. One notable single, Weezer, released Beverly Hills on this day in 2005. Albums include Blow by Blow by Jeff Beck from 75, Blackout by the Scorpions in 82, and The Hoople by Mott the Hoople from 74. Also, on this day in 80, Brian Johnson became the new lead singer for AC/DC. In 58, Elvis began Boot Camp. In 86, Falco's Rock Me Amadeus hit number one. And lastly, on this day in 75, Led Zeppelin became the first band ever to have six entries on the Billboard album chart at once. For Kale & Company, I'm Phil Lomquist.
Thank you, Phil.
That's amazing.
Had to put an Elvis thing
By the way, guys. I really don't hate Elvis all that much. I just, it's just fun. It's just fun to read. It's
Stop
fun
digging.
Radio.
You're in the hole.
It's
Stop digging.
Yeah. All right.
Who won Twitter?
Who won Twitter? Sponsored by United Tire. I'm going to give it to my buddy Richard Ntaro, who says to you, Michael Pelka, if Greg Stocker believes Elvis stole his music style from black artists as a reason to dislike him, then he should also dislike almost every rock and roll act like the Beatles, Rolling Stones, Allman Brothers, etc. He's 100% right. That's not the reason I don't like Elvis. I was just digging. Speaking of digging, United Tire and Service has a pot of gold waiting for you. Now through April 2nd, all tires are on sale, plus extra savings of $80 on all Michelin tires and an instant $40 from United Tire. Visit UnitedTire.com. Don't drive alone. Drive United. Thank you, United Tire, for sponsoring Who Won Twitter Today.
Thank you, United Tire. And just to make sure, the earworm is with you for the rest of the day.
We're all racist now. We're all racist now. Off to the gallows we must go. E-I-E-I-E-I-O. Worse than Winston Churchill. Worse than Enoch Powell. Ku Klux Klan and Jimmy Fallon. We're all racist now.
Thank you.
Start your day with Kale & Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.